$1 million apartment building only made me like $500 last year. Now I'm totally cool with it because real estate investors get rich in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different ways. Cash flow is only one of them. And this property really made me about 30 grand. I just spent it all on remodeling units. Then you got debt pay down because I didn't pay off that mortgage. The tenants did, and it increased my equity by 16 grand this year. And you know I love the tax bennies. This property knocked $70,000 off my tax bill the first year that I bought it. And this year's hot market earned me about $70,000 of appreciation. By the way, I'm raising the rents every year, so the $8,000 I'm getting today is gonna be $15,000 in a decade. So buy right, and don't sweat the first year of cash flow, because this property really made me 200 grand in 2021. But my biggest secret is that I got this thing with 22K down, and I told you how in a video from last week.
Yeah, so that is interesting, because it does bring into play the four or five things that we've talked about for years that investors need to be thinking about when it comes to investing and owning multifamily. You know, a couple of cautions I would put out there, though, after seeing it. Number one, it's videos like this that make it sound so easy.
Right.
You know, you just have to kind of buy the property, and then all of a sudden you've got a computer screen in front of you, and all just kind of works out. Make sure you understand it all is not that easy. And it doesn't necessarily work out that way. Yeah, so that's like my number one takeaway. Number two is real estate is a long-term game.
Right.
Whenever we are talking with investors about getting involved in owning properties with us, what's the minimum amount of time that we're telling our investors they really need to be thinking about in terms of having their money in the property? What's the minimum amount of time?
3 to 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years is, yeah, you better be thinking 5 years as a minimum. This isn't a, you know, buy and flip kind of thing. So, you know, in terms of some of the longer term things that he was talking about, yeah, I mean, he's right on, because the wealth is in the equity that the property does generate, not the income. The wealth is in the equity, not the income. However, you do need that income to pay the bills.
Right.
So if I've got a property that's only cranking out $500 a year, I am concerned, because that tells me I've got a really, really small margin there of making sure my bills are paid. Because none of this does any good, the tax savings he talks about, the equity, the appreciation, all of that, if I can't pay the bills.
Right.
So it is more of a balancing process, some strategy in balancing that, then I think what he's communicating, because income is more important than what he's communicating. It is what you want, but ultimately the wealth, yes, is in the equity.
Right. And he also mentioned, you know, the tax savings. Is he talking about depreciation? What's he talking about there?
Yeah, he's talking about using depreciation and interest deductions. Yep. You know, multifamily properties allow you to depreciate and use interest as an expense. So you can theoretically have a $10,000 positive cash flow off of a property, but show a $6,500 loss
right
on your tax return, because you can now use depreciation and interest as an expense.
Gotcha.
So there is that. And that's just icing on the cake. You know, that is not the main reason to own or jump into multifamily real estate. But that is definitely a benefit. And one more thing I'll mention too, is he mentioned appreciation. And one thing you want to make sure that you do is don't be overly optimistic about the appreciation world and how much you're going to be able to raise rent world. Okay. Again, on a spreadsheet and a computer, it all looks and sounds easy. Oh, we'll depreciate, it'll appreciate 10% a year, and we'll raise rents 15% a year. Well, does it always work out that way?
No.
No. So you better be having other plans just in case these things don't work out like the spreadsheet says they do, in order to make sure you've got a successful multifamily property.
Right.
If you enjoyed this video and you want to make multifamily a bigger part of your investing world, make sure you click here on this video to discover the 3 easy ways to invest in and own your own multifamily property.